Hi, this is Faye from Body Soul Yoga. This is a podcast of today's class, which hopefully my students can take away and use over the summer holidays when our Body Soul Yoga classes aren't on. So I hope you will enjoy this. So just check your spine is straight, that your hips are square. Space between your feet. Arms by your sides, palms facing the sky. With your next exhalation, feel the weight of your body dropping downwards. And put the day behind you. Start to become aware of your whole body breathing. And try and notice where your body breathes first. Try and notice now where your body breathes most. Where does your body breathe most? Notice the rise and fall of your abdomen. Notice your heart beating in your chest. Take your attention to your nose and just watch your breath as it flows in and out through your nose. And become conscious now of when you're breathing in and when you're breathing out. Maybe saying to yourself in on your in-breath and out on your out-breath. As you remain aware of your in-breath, start to lengthen and deepen it now. And as you exhale, maybe sighing out through the mouth, letting go. So as you breathe in, drawing energy, prana into the body. And as you exhale, cleanse the body and let go of anything you don't need. And three more lovely full breaths before you return to your natural breathing. Very slowly become aware of your physical body once more. Start to move your body, starting with your toes, feet and ankles, fingertips, hands and wrists, and then turning the head from one side and then to the other a couple of times. Maybe stretching or drawing your knees in towards your chest in Apanasana, gently rocking from side to side to massage your spine and awaken it. Thank you. ready. If you have socks on, you might want to pop those off. And we'll start standing in Tadasana, mountain pose, at the front of your mat. So we'll start by warming your spines. So find Tadasana, nice grounded feet. Lift up through the ankles and knees. Roll the thighs out. Scoop the pelvis under. Tuck your tummy in. Lift the heart. And place your hands into your heart, into Anjali Mudra. Just establish your breathing for a moment. And then take an out breath. And when you breathe in, lift the arms above your head. A little back bend if that suits you. And then fold forwards. Nice soft knees into forward bend. And hold it here. Bring the breath into the back of your heart space. As you next breathe in, roll up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last, and then extend the arms up again, and a back bend. Push those hips out and float the hands forward into forward bend. Hold it here in forward bend, Uttanasana. Out into the back of your spine and the back of your neck. And on your next in-breath, roll up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Reach up again, breathe in. Exhale, fold forwards, nose towards your knees. And now look up and extend your spine. Draw the shoulders away from your ears. Add back, nose to knees. This time, twist to the right. Lift your right arm, look over your right shoulder. Lovely, and look to the floor. Exhale, twisting to the left, breathe in. And exhale, and then rolling up again, one vertebrae at a time. Lovely. Bring the hands to the heart. So Suri Namaskar now, sun salutation with a lunge, leading with the right foot first. So take an out breath, breathe in, lift the arms, back bending if that suits you. Exhale, folding down, lovely. Stepping back with the right foot to a kneeling lunge. Let's hold it here, point your right toe. Look up, open your throat. Just let go into your hips. Into that right hip flexor. Lovely. And ground your hands. Tuck your right toes under. Left foot back into plank position. Squeeze the thighs together. Push into your heels. Push the floor away from you. Wonderful. Let's keep it soft. Drop to knees, chest, chin. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Exhale, down dog. So keep your down dog nice and soft. A blissful dog. You can pedal the heels. You can draw the knees in one at a time. Just what does your body need? Lovely. So let's lead with the right foot. So step it through back into a kneeling lunge. Point the left toe, soften here. Looking up again to open the throat, nice soft shoulders. Wonderful. Tuck the left toe under, forward bend, step the left foot to the right, nose to the knees. Sweep the hands high, breathe in, back bending if that suits you. Exhale, hands to the heart. Just take a couple of breaths here in Tadasana. Let's work the left side now. So take an out breath, then breathe in, lift the arms, back bending, then exhale, floating forwards, nose to knees. Left foot steps back, kneeling lunge, looking up, pointing that toe. Let's just soften them out here. Just notice your breathing, draw energy in on the in breath, and cleanse the body as you breathe out. And then find plank position, tuck the left toe under, push back, hold for a moment, keep that breath flowing, and then drop to knees, chest, chin, inhaling up dog, exhale down dog. Again, a dynamic, flowing, blissful dog, so pedaling the heels, maybe wiggling your tailbone, still warming up the body here. And then leading with the left foot, step it through into a kneeling lunge and hold here. Wonderful. Just melting, softening.
And now finding forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep the hands high. Exhale, hands to the heart. Wonderful. Just take a moment here. If you need water, have a sip. Notice your heart beating. Okay, so we're going to add some twists now and some lifts to that sun salutation. So when you're ready, find mountain pose again and establish your breathing. And then take an out breath, breathe in, reach high with the arms, back bending if that suits you, forward bend, nose to knee, step the right foot back, kneeling lunge. If you feel steady, point your right toe, sweep the hands up into crescent moon, nice soft shoulders. Wonderful. Let's ground both hands and then lift the left arm, twist to the left side. Just notice that left leg pushing into your core area. And then look to the floor, back to plank position just for a moment. And then dropping to knees, chest, chin, or a full chaturanga if you feel warm. Up dog on the inhalation, exhale into down dog. So you can keep the down dog static now if you feel warm, or you can keep it moving in blissful dog. And then step the right foot through between the hands, sinking to a kneeling lunge, looking up. Sweep the hands high. Back bend if that suits you, looking to the hands, drawing the left hip forwards and the right hip back. And then ground both hands, then we're twisting to the right, lifting the right arm into the air. Wonderful. Keep the breath coming in. Lovely. Ground your right hand. Now step forward into forward bend, nose to knees. Exhale. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to the heart. Lovely. Let's take an in-breath, sweep the hands high. Exhale, forward bend. Left foot leads this time, kneeling lunge, softening, melting here. Again, let's sweep the hands high, crescent moon pose. And then bring the hands into the heart, into Anjali Mudra. You're crossing your left elbow over the right knee, twisting now. Draw the hands into the heart, look over your right shoulder. Keep the breath coming in. Wonderful. Looking to the floor, ground your hands, find plank position, maybe a chaturanga or knees, chest, chin down. Exhale. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Static or moving into that blissful dog. Wonderful. Step the right foot through between the hands, kneeling lunge again. Sweep the hands high. Inhale. This time we're twisting to the left, so just tuck your right elbow into the knee. Try and place the right hand on the floor and lift the left arm into the air. Keep that breathing. So a lovely spinal twist. Lovely. Looking to the floor. Place the right hand to the right side of your foot. Find forward bend. Step the left foot to the right. Nose to knees. Inhale. Sweep the hands high. Exhale, hands to the heart, lovely. Breathing in, sweeping the hands high, inhale. Nose to knees, forward bend. Stepping back with the left foot. Kneeling lunge, lovely. Breathe in, half moon, reaching high. And this time, hands to the heart, lovely. Left elbow over the right knee, looking over the right shoulder and twisting. Keep the breath coming in. Looking to the floor, grounding the hands, stepping back into plank position. Knees, chest, chin, or chaturanga. Exhale, inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Lovely. And this time, step forward with the left foot into a kneeling lunge. If you feel steady, point your right toe, sweep the hands up, half crescent moon. Lovely, bring the hands to the heart, twisting right elbow over the left knee, looking over the left shoulder. Just notice your breathing. Nice soft faces, soft shoulders. And looking to the floor, ground your hands, step the left foot forwards, nose to knees, forward bend, inhale, sweep the hands high, exhale, hands to your heart, lovely. Take a moment here again if you need a drink, have a sip. And notice the warmth you've generated in your body. Okay, so just like we start Suri Namaskara A, we're moving towards the downward facing dog. So establish your breathing again. Take an out breath and then reach up with the hands. Back bending if that suits you. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up, extending the spine. Jumping or stepping into plank position. Just holding plank for a moment. Feel symmetrical, check the fingers are in line, the hands grounded. And then a chaturanga to the floor, squeezing elbows in. Inhale, up dog, exhale, down dog, wonderful. So a nice static dog here. Lifting that tailbone high, drawing the chest towards your thighs, easing the heels towards the floor. So if you'd like a challenge, lift your left hand, hug your ribs. If you want to go deeper, reach for your right ankle. Really spread the fingers of your right hand. Push your shoulder away from the earth. If it gets too much for you, bring the hand back. Otherwise, we're taking four more breaths here. And once those four breaths are complete, ground the left hand and just feel the symmetry in the body again. Lovely. This time lifting the right hand, hugging the ribs or reaching for your left ankle. Beautiful. If you can't reach the ankle, reach the thigh or the knee or the shin. Keep grounding the heels. Keep pushing that left hand into the floor, the shoulder away from the ear. Four more breaths here. If you've had enough, ground your right hand. And after your four breaths, replacing your right hand and feeling the full downward facing dog. Bringing the breath into the back of your heart space. Wonderful. And then shifting into a plank position. You may need to walk your hands forward or your feet back. Squeezing thighs together. Okay, so moving into a side plank. You can do this kneeling or you can lift your right hand, pivot on your feet. If you want to go deeper, you can stack the feet one on top of the other. Maybe the top leg can move into tree pose.
What does that mean?
Your choice. So just bend that top knee. Bring the foot either above or below the knee. And straighten legs if you've bent them, return to full plank. Lovely. So pivoting the other way. Reaching high with your hands, stacking the feet if you want to go deeper. Maybe a tree pose with the legs, foot either above or below the knee. Keep that hip nice and lifted as gravity pushes down. Keep the breath coming in. Straighten the top leg if it's bent, return to your plank. And then lower into elbow plank. So walk your arms down to forearms. Elbows stacked underneath the shoulders. Lovely. Feel the thighs squeezing together as though you're holding a block between them. And now walk your hands up to full plank position. And then lift your tailbone into downward facing dog. Wonderful. And then melting into child pose, bending the knees and releasing down. Excellent. Arms by your sides if you'd like to release your shoulders. And just notice your breathing, allow it to settle. when you're ready, back to all fours. Tuck your toes under, find downward facing dog once more. Lifting that tailbone nice and high. Okay, so let's walk our feet now, still in down dog, towards the left-hand side of the mat so that the left foot comes off the mat and the right foot is right at the edge of the left side of the mat. Then lift the left leg into the air, bend the knee, lift the left hip, look under the left armpit. If you're happy here, stay here. If you want to go deeper, lift your left hand, ground the left foot onto the floor. So you come into a back bend. Only go that far if you feel confident. Wonderful. Bring that breath in, energize your body. And on your next breath in, pivot so you ground the left hand and shoot the left leg up to a three-legged dog. Wonderful. And then ground both feet and walk your feet over towards the right side of the mat, the right foot coming up, the left foot nice and grounded to the right edge of your mat. Then breathe in, lift your right leg. Bend the knee. Lift the right hip, look under the right armpit. If you're flipping over, that's lovely. Bring that right foot to the ground, right arm lifted. Couple of breaths here. If you're pivoting back around the right hand, shoot the right leg up, three-legged dog. And then ground the right foot, return to full dog, and just feel the symmetry in the body. And you can have a blissful dog, keep it moving, wiggle the tailbone. And then walk your feet to the front of your mat. Just hold here in Uttanasana for a moment. Bend the knees if you'd like to protect your lower back. And very slowly roll back up to Tadasana. And if you'd like a drink, have one now. Well done. So hopefully you can use this podcast over the summer and keep moving. Okay, so we're going to go into a dancing warrior. So I'll meet you in downward facing dog. So just like the start of Suri Namaskara A. So starting in Tadasana. Take an out breath. When you're ready, raise the arms, a back bend if that suits you. Forward bend, nose to knees. Extend the spine as you look up. Stepping or jumping into plank, a chaturanga as you exhale. Inhale, up dog, exhale, down dog. Lovely. So just check you've got space behind you to lift legs. If not, keep in down dog, but walk the dog to the front of your mat. Establish your breathing, so draw energy in on your in-breath. And as you exhale, just cleanse the body of anything it doesn't need. And then take an out-breath. Breathe in, lift and extend your right leg back into three-legged dog. Exhale, step it through between your hands. Pivot your left foot round and ground it into warrior one. Breathe in and lift up, lovely. Exhale into warrior two, right hand coming forwards, left arm back. Tilting back into sun warrior, left arm straking down the left leg. And then exhale, side angle pose, right elbow to your thigh, left arm kissing your ear. Breathe in, return to warrior two, bending into that front knee, beautiful. Exhale, chaturanga, cartwheel your hands down to the floor, squeeze the elbows in as you lower to the floor, breathing into up dog, exhale, down dog. Excellent. Recover the breath for a moment. And then we're going to work the left side. So take an out breath. Breathe in, lift the left leg and extend it behind you. Exhale, step it through between the hands. Breathe in, find warrior one, hips forward. Open into warrior two, left arm coming forwards. Tilting backwards, sun warrior, palm facing the floor. Side angle pose, exhale. Lovely. Returning to warrior two, inhale. Exhale, cartwheel the hands down. Chaturanga, squeeze those elbows in. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Excellent. So hold downward facing dog. If you'd like to recover your breath, rest in child pose. Just be here for a moment. So spread your fingers nice and wide. Feel the fingers extending, the fingernails growing. Lovely straight arms. If you feel your arms are hyperextending, slightly bend at the elbows. Draw the chest towards your thighs, lift that tailbone high. Nice straight legs, grounding the heels down towards the floor. If your heels are on the floor, walk your feet away, challenge yourself. Helps to lengthen the back of your hamstrings and your calf muscles. Okay, so we'll take another round of Dancing Warrior. So when you take an out breath, really cleanse the body. Then breathe in, lift the right leg into the air. Step it through, ground the back foot, reach up into Warrior One. Exhale into Warrior Two, right hand coming forward. Lovely, tilting back into Sun Warrior. Side angle pose, bending the elbow, left arm kissing the ear, lovely. Reaching back into Warrior Two. Cartwheeling the hands down to the floor, Chaturanga, exhale. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Lovely, grounding. And just establish your breathing once more. Use this as your resting pose. Okay, so let's work left side Dancing Warrior. Take an out breath and lift the left leg. Inhale, exhale, step the leg through. Inhale into Warrior One. Exhale, Warrior Two. Tilting back, Sun Warrior. Exhale, side angle pose. Inhale, Warrior Two. Lovely. Exhale, Chaturanga. Squeezing those elbows as you lower to the floor. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Beautiful. Recover your breath here. And then either jumping forwards or stepping forwards into forward bend uttanasana. Let's take hold of the toes with the yogic toe lock into padagustasana. Breathe in, look up, extend your spine. Exhale, draw the nose towards your knees, elbows coming out. Feel an openness in the back of the shoulders and in the collarbones. Breathe in, look up again, extend your spine. Fold nose to knees, release your fingers, roll up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Shaking out the legs, rolling back the shoulders. If you need another drink, have one now. Well done. So just get your breath back, make sure you're not dizzy. We're going to go into some balances now. And I'm going to start with tree pose. So maybe stepping back. About one third back. We're going to extend the leg back in a moment. But bring the weight into your right foot. You might like to put your foot slightly to the right, moving it clockwise, and then tap your left toes. Once you feel balanced, bring the left foot either above or below your right inner knee, or in half lotus ahead of you. And then bring your hands into Anjali Mudra prayer pose. Into the heart. So just focus ahead of you on your drishti point, something that doesn't move. Draw your navel in towards your spine. Lift your heart, nice soft shoulders. If you feel steady, lift your arms above your head. Palms can be together or slightly apart, and then if they're apart, really open your fingers. Lovely balances. Okay, so wherever your left foot is, you're going to kick the left leg behind you and extend it. Fold forwards into tripod, bringing your fingertips to the floor. The left leg is lifted. Draw the nose towards your knees and breathe here. The right leg can be slightly bent. Okay, if you'd like to go deeper, moving into half moon, so you can pivot your right foot slightly to the left. Stay on your right fingertips, lift your left arm into the air. Start pivoting your left hip backwards. Flex the toes of your left foot. If you want to go deeper, bend the top leg. Take hold of the toes. And a little back bend in that position. Lovely. So whether you're taking hold of the foot or extending the leg, just gently release it. Left foot coming down. Bend both knees for a moment into Uttanasana. Nice soft forward bend. And then very slowly roll up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Lovely. Just take a moment, recover the breath. Make sure you're not dizzy as we go into the left-sided tree. Please allow that left foot to feel grounded on all four corners. Send the roots down. Bring the right foot either above or below the knee or crossed in front of you in that half lotus. Hands to the heart. And a lovely straight spine, pelvis under, heart lifted, soft shoulders. And if you feel steady, lift the arms above your head, parting the hands slightly if that suits you, opening the fingers, otherwise keeping them in a prayer above the head. So just release your right leg backwards, extend the leg, float the fingertips to the floor into tripod, draw the nose towards your left knee, nice grounded foot. So balancing on the left foot and the left fingertips, lift the right arm into the air. You can keep looking at the floor or look to your top hand, start pivoting your right hip backwards. Open into half moon, Ardha Chandrasana. Bending the top knee if that suits you, taking hold of the toes. Arching the back in this twist, lovely. Two more breaths here. And then releasing forwards, bend both knees, come into a soft forward bend. Shake the head here, release head and shoulders, and nod the head as if to say yes. Rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Lovely, please shake it out. Roll back the shoulders. Again, a little sip of water if you need it, it's very warm today. Very close. Okay. We're going to meet in downward facing dog. We'll start with hands in prayer position in Tadasana. And then take an out breath. Breathe in, lift the arms, extend back. Forward bend, nose to knees. Breathe in, look up. And find plank, step or jump back. Knees, chest, chin or chaturanga. Exhale, up dog and down dog. Excellent. Okay, so lift your right leg into the air. Sweep it through to the outside of your right hand. Coming into lizard pose now. So if you can, lower onto your right and your left forearm. Nice and low. And if not, keep on your hands, or you might be able to get one forearm down. Lovely hip opener. So use your breath to... You might even like to open the mouth and exhale. Let go of anything that's stuck here. We can hold a lot of tension in the hips. Okay. And then walk your hands up so that you are in a nice wide, long lunge. Lovely. So if you'd like a challenge, you can feed your right shoulder under your knee and bring your right hand to the outside of your foot. You're going to try and lift the foot off the floor. The right foot's lifted off the floor and then ground it again. So you're effectively making a little shelf with the front upper arm. Give that a little balance go. And then ground that foot, return to down dog, excellent. So I'll keep your hips nice and open over the summer. Okay, so lift the left leg now. Sweep the left foot to the outside of your left hand. Keeping the back knee lifted. If it gets too much, drop the knee and then come into your lizard. Onto forearms if you can, otherwise one forearm or stay onto your hands.
Not at all, or with one leg bent.
Knees bent is fine, it's still opening nicely into the hips. Again, use your breath so your exhalation is melting the body. And again, if you want a challenge, you can feed your left shoulder under the knee. Bring your left hand to the outside of your left foot. Walk your left foot towards the centre of the mat and try and lift it. That's it. That's it. Wonderful. Anchor around that left foot. Step back into down dog. You can shake out the wrists in down dog, alternately lifting. Then we're coming into pigeon pose now, so lift your right leg into the air, sweep the knee through to your right wrist. Pivot on the knee, bring the foot under your left hip, extend the left leg away. Breathe in, look up, open your throat, exhale, melting into sleeping pigeon. So try and really let go as you exhale. And just check if your hips are level. Both hip bones should be about the same level. Nice soft shoulders, soft faces. So two more breaths here. And then walk your hands up to lift the chest and look up. Now if it suits you, ground your right hand ahead of you. Keep the chest forwards, bend the left leg, take hold of your left foot. If you want more of a stretch, you can come down onto your right forearm or lower your forehead to the floor while still connecting with the foot. Only go as low as suits you. Be kind to yourself. So again, you might like to exhale out through your mouth to really let go and release into this stretch. Yeah, let go if it's too painful. Just two more breaths here. And then take an in-breath, release the leg. Walk your hands up to center, release back into down dog. Nice, blissful dog, move it, shake out your hips, bend the knees, pedal the heels. Listen to what your body needs. Left-sided pigeon now, lift the left leg, sweep the knee through to your left wrist. Foot under the right hip, extend the right leg away. Point the toe, breathe in, look up, exhale, float and release forwards. A soft, delicate breath. And notice your hips, are they square to the floor? Just ensuring you're letting go, not only in the hips, but also in the fingertips, the face, the shoulders, the feet. And two more breaths here. And then you can look up, walk your hands up to lift the chest. And then ground your left hand. Reach back with the right hand to take hold of your foot if that's comfortable. One side might be easier than the other. And if you're folding forwards, release first onto your left elbow and forearm. Maybe melting a little lower. Just listen to your body. If it gets too much, even halfway through, just let go of that foot. And really melt into the front of that quadricep and that right hip flexor. And we'll just take two more breaths here. And then very gently let go of that right foot, ground both hands, ease up and ease back into downward facing dog. Again, a blissful dog. You can move, pedal the heels, bend the knees, shake the tailbone. What does your body need? And then drop to all fours. And then come onto your hip. Extend the legs ahead of you into Dandasana, seated staff pose on your bottoms, legs out in front of you. And we're going to go into boat pose on Navasana to help strengthen the core. So bend both knees and tilt your weight back so that you're balanced on your sitting bones. Lift both feet. The knees can be bent or the legs can be straight. Lift your arms so that they're shoulder height, palms facing one another. Hold it here. So keep lifting your chest. Nice space between your throat, the chin, and the chest. Okay, and then cross your right leg over your left leg and try and lift your bottom off the floor. Well done. And if that is impossible, tap your toes down and then lift the bottom. And then shoot the legs back into your boat pose. Lifting, balancing once more. Keep the breath coming in. Nice soft breath in and out through the nose. Okay, this time we're crossing the left leg over the right. Try and lift the bottom off the floor or place the feet down and lift and shoot your legs back up. Lovely. If you can, reach for your toes with the yogic toe lock or to the edges of your feet. Try now to extend the legs, nice, straight, lifted, supported, Navasana. And if you can now, take your hands away and hold high into your full boat. Four more breaths here. And then drop your feet, give yourself a hug. Drop the chin to the chest. Allow your breath to recover. Breath becoming smoother. Okay, so let's open the front of the body. Now working into reverse tabletop. So bring the feet slightly apart. Hip distance apart. Bent knees, bring your hands under your shoulders, fingertips facing your feet. When you're ready, push into the feet, lift your hips, forming a table. So a nice straight line between the knees and the shoulders. Look to the knees. If your neck feels strong, look up, but don't crease the back of your neck. Keep the neck extending through from the spine. Keep that breath coming in. Gently lowering down. Again, give yourself a hug. Release your wrists, maybe rotating them one way and then the other. You might like to open the hands nice and wide, fingers stretching, and make fists a few times. And then we're going into full Parsvottanasana. So this time we're extending both legs. Keep the feet together. Just check the legs and hips are square. Bring your fingertips facing forwards, hands under the shoulders. And we're now pushing into the hands, lifting the hips, straight legs, aiming the pointed toes to the floor, lifting hips. Again, look to the toes or you can look to the sky if your neck feels strong. Stretching the front of your body, keep that breath coming in. Very nice. Gently ease down, bend your knees, give yourself a hug. Release over the legs. Again, releasing the wrists if you need to. scooting towards the front edge of the mat. Bent knees. Lift the chest, arms ahead of you. We're rolling down one vertebrae at a time. The body lays down symmetrically. So micro movements down, working every aspect of your core. Laying the back down onto the floor. Lovely. Very nice. So hugging the knees in, release the abs into Apanasana. And then extending your legs into the air, so nice straight legs. Flex your feet, place your arms by your sides, palms down. Just holding here, so a little inversion. Trying to make a right angle between the legs and the body. Keeping that breath flowing. Keep grounding the base of your spine downwards. Drawing the navel in towards your spine. So adding some little sit-ups, you can bring the arms above the head behind you to touch the floor and reach up for the ankles on your in-breath and exhale, head and shoulders back down, arms behind your head as you release down. Breathe in on the effort to lift, exhale, release down. Breathing in and out, and eight more in your own time. And after your eight, or if you've had enough, draw your knees in once more into Apanasana. Gently rocking if that suits you. Very nice. Okay, so yogic cycling now. So bring your fingertips lightly behind your head. Knees are above your hips. As you breathe in, lift the head and shoulders. Extend your right leg. Twist your right elbow to meet the left knee. And then exhale all the way down. Breathe in, lift your head and shoulders, extend the left leg, twist left elbow to the knee, exhale it down. So nice and slowly breathing in to lift and twist, exhale to lower down. Just synchronize the movement with your breath. And six more times. Breath full and long. And once you've completed your six, or if you've had enough, draw the knees in towards your chest into Apanasana and gently rock from side to side. Well done. Okay, so just another stretch to the front of the body into bridge pose now. So ground your feet, feet hip distance apart. Arms by your sides, middle fingers reaching for the heels, or you can bring your fingertips into the inner side of the back of your feet, thumbs up. As you breathe in, roll and lift the hips. Roll up till you reach nice and high. And hold here. You can either take your arms behind your back, interlace your fingers and extend them, or you can keep your arms by your sides, palms down. Just check the space between the chin and the chest. If not, look behind you. If there's any knee pain, you can walk your feet further away from your spine. And just keep the breath coming in. And then very slowly release the hands and roll down one vertebrae at a time. And draw the knees in once more, hugging knees to chest. Rocking in Apanasana. So a free posture now before we go into our relaxation. So if you fancy a twist or anything else, just listen to what your body needs. And then when you're ready, lie back into relaxation posture, Shavasana. Grabbing clothing if you need it. Just make sure that you do feel warm as your body temperature will drop. So when you're ready, lying back, just checking your spine is straight and that your neck is also straight and that your hips and waist are also level and square. Space between the legs and the feet, feet falling out to the sides, and space between your arms and your sides. So we'll scan the body now and invite it to relax, and then I'll leave you for a moment before I wake you with the chimes. So just allow your breath to settle now and just let the whole body surrender to the earth beneath it. And we'll start with the feet. I relax my feet. I relax my feet. My feet are relaxed. I relax my ankles, calves, and knees. I relax my ankles, calves, and knees. My ankles, calves, and knees are relaxed. I relax my thighs, hips, and bottom. I relax my thighs, hips, and bottom. My thighs, hips, and bottom are relaxed. I relax my lower back, my middle back, and upper back. I relax my lower back, my middle back, and upper back. My lower, middle, and upper back is relaxed. I relax my abdomen and chest. I relax my abdomen and chest. My abdomen and chest are relaxed. I relax my shoulders, arms, and hands. I relax my shoulders, arms, and hands. My shoulders, arms, and hands are relaxed. I relax my neck and head. I relax my neck and head. My neck and head are relaxed. I relax my throat. My face is soft. I relax my mouth, my cheeks, my eyes are soft. I relax my forehead and scalp. Even my brain is relaxed. My body is restful now, and I am completely safe. So without disturbing yourself too much, bring your focus to your body once more. Slowly start to move it, starting with the toes, moving up to the fingertips, maybe turning the head from one side to the other. And you may feel like a stretch or hugging your knees in towards your chest. Just listen to what your body needs to do. There's no rush. When you're ready, bend your knees, ease over onto your right side, and take a moment here to observe how you're feeling. And when you're ready, coming up to a comfortable seated position. So let's bring some breath back into the body. So with a nice straight spine, breathe in, lift the arms above the head, exhale, palms down the centre line of the body. Two more breaths, breathe in and out. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.